8. The part of her workday that Gina liked best was the evening, after all her colleagues had gone home. First, Tracy, who sat by the door and answered the phone, said goodbye at a little after 6, and by 7 she usually had the downstairs room at Madison Partners to herself. Often she would turn off the overhead lights and sit in the cone of light that emanated from her desk lamp. With the incessant telephones finally quiet, she felt she was in a sacred circle, alone with her catalogs and auction announcements, doing difficult work that was beautiful and good. She liked to listen to the sounds of the brownstone as it settled down for the evening. Rosaria cleaning up or preparing Mr. Bryce's dinner, the faint notes of an opera recording from the library upstairs, or the solitary whir of the fax machine as it spat out some paper that would be dealt with tomorrow. Sometimes Bryce would pass through on his way out for the evening and might compliment her on her outfit or ask what was keeping her so late. Once or twice he asked if Rosaria should bring some coffee or perhaps a sandwich. He seemed pleased that she took her work so seriously, and Gina delighted in his pleasure, although she knew that his approbation probably meant more to her than it should. For Gina, Madison Partners was an oasis of class and perfection in an ugly world. Bryce dressed beautifully and was devoted to his work. She felt fortunate to be paid so well for participating in that work and sitting in such a lovely room. She had been raised in affluence in New York, but she felt she had grown up in the circus of her parents' screaming fits, divorces, and love affairs.